Shalom to all. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud, and the Vilna daf, it's on Yod Daled Amud Aleph, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah with the words of Bravo B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah Basab Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Nice and Tam. The Gemara tells us from Bravo says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Shloisha Nice and Tam and Hain, there's three different dinim, three different halachas when discussing Nice and Tam, meaning when something of Isser falls into Heter and imparts its flavor, what's the din going to be? And we know that usually Nice and Tam Livgam is Mutter, that if this Isser thing imparts a negative or bad, a detrimental flavor to the dish, so then it's not going to asur it. But we're going to see over here that really depends. So number one is kol shehadyat tayamai. If a regular person tastes this dish, Vaymer says kederazu ena chasera. This dish is not missing anything. It's not missing salt. It's because this iser flavor that fell in that now it tastes bad. That's what the proper gear. So the next word is vinifgam. Now it's nifgam because this thing that had fallen in zui nice and tam lefgam. That's the proper gear. So this is a classic case of nice and tam lefgam and mutter. There's no iser with the dish. In other words, the only reason it tastes bad is because this usher flavor, so then there's no isser. If it were to be missing salt, for example, so then it could be that the begam taste is due to that, nothing to do with the flavor that just fell in. But since a regular person tasted the dish and said, you know, this is perfect, it's just right, everything's perfectly balanced, then we're able to say the only reason why it tastes bad is because the isser flavor that fell in, so that's nice and tam levgam and it's mutter. On to the next case, vafilu amar, even if the person said, tavlin plaini yeshu b'gedei rezu, there's a particular flavor in this dish, zeu nice and tam levgam, mutter. That's still a case of nice and tam levgam and it's mutter. In other words, even if the fellow said, I could tell that there's particular flavor in here, not that this flavor that he's able to taste is the usher one, rather if this wasn't here, then the usher flavor that fell in wouldn't have been piking the dish. So one might be inclined to say that the usher one isn't really causing the pigam. Nonetheless, we say that it is causing the pigam because at the end of the day, this other flavor is there, and so therefore, the usher flavor that fell in is causing pigam, and still a case of nice and tam of gam, that's mutter. However, the third case is different. If an expert tastes it, we have an expert food maker, let's just call him a chef or a cook, they taste this dish, va'aymer, and the fellow says, tavlin plaini, ain b'kadei razu, that's the proper girsa, he's able to taste that there's a particular flavor that's missing from the dish, zehu nice and tam levgam, usser. This is a case of nice and tam levgam, which is usser. And that's because here, even though the taste is currently pugum, since by adding that missing flavor that the chef was able to tell is not here, it's not going to be pugum anymore, then memela, it's not considered pugum and it's usser. And that's the reason why we need to say that an uman tasted it as well, it has to be that a chef or a cook tasted it because only he can actually discern what spice is missing. The Gemara continues with another member. Rabbi Vo says, "B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, kol yisurin misharon oisan kilu batzel kilu kaplite. Any yisurim that fall into a dish, and we're not so sure if they're nice and tam, so we judge them as if they're a batzel or a kaplite, an onion or a leek. And if an onion or leek this size would have given its flavor to the dish, so then we say that this thing that fell in also gave flavor and asered it. Now this whole discussion is before the Chachamim decreed that nice and tam is 1 in 60, as we know the concept of shishim in bittul, because once we have the number shishim, we don't have to discuss if it's like a batzel or a kaplite. And therefore, this whole discussion is taking place before that. And so once again, Rabbi Vo is telling us b'shem Rabbi Yechanan that anytime we have iser that falls into a dish and we don't know if it was nice and tam, we look at it as if it's batzel or kaplite, which are both very sharp and they're the strongest flavor imparters, if you will. So if this was a batzel or kaplite, then it would have imparted flavor. So then we're going to say it's usser. Now we continue. Ad kedayin davar shadak lishtar batzel kaplite. Up until here, we could say that this is something that could be measured like a batzel or kaplite. But davar shein dak lishtar batzel kaplite b'matam asharay. What about something that you're not able to measure like a batzel or kaplite, like something that's very sharp or something that's just measured differently than batzel and kaplite? How are we able to measure it if we don't know if it imparted flavor? For example, hakamun b'matam asharay. What about kamun, which is cumin? It's a spice. How are we able to judge it? It's definitely different than batzel and kaplite. You put in a different amount of cumin than you do batzel or kaplite. So how are we able to judge if it's nice and tam? And on this, Amar Yudan, he answers, like Amar Vo b'shem Blazer. Didn't Rabbi Vo already say b'shem Blazer in explanation of our Mishnah why we could have different things combining b'mina masika shanu? This is discussing mina masika, certain things that are meant to flavor the dish positively. They're all being added in order to provide good flavor to the dish. And that's why even though there are different types of foods, they're able to combine. And therefore, chav zayin on based on top, mina masika, when we're dealing with these flavorings that are put into a dish, alidei shadark and lishtar batzel b'kaplite, since they're all measured usually based off of batzel and kaplite, meaning they're meant to impart more or less the same flavor to the dish, misharon oisai kilu batzel kilu kaplite, we judge them as if they're batzel or kaplite. Whereas shar kol advarim, that's proper girsol, other things, alidei shein dark and lishtar batzel b'kaplite, since we don't measure them the same way as a batzel and kaplite, misharon oisai b'minon, we have to judge them with their own min, each one individually, and a common misharon oisai b'minon, common itself, cumin, the spice, is judged by its own min, and it's not judged based off of batzel or kaplite. However, Mana loyam arkein, Rav Mana doesn't explain like this. El rather, he says as follows, loykein am Rav Avo, am Rav Blazar, didn't Rav Avo say the following in Rav Blazar, b'mina masika shanu, there's different when dealing with mina masika, and mina masika, what do we learn from here? al yidei shetamon shaveh, since they have the same taste, misharon oison kilu batzol kilu kaplet, we judge them as if they're batzol or kaplet. Or shar kol yisurin or other yisurin al yidei she'ein tamon shaveh, since they have a different taste, misharon oison kilu batzol kilu kaplet, we judge them as if they're batzol or kaplet. And a kamon tzricha, based off of this understanding, we still have a question regarding kamon, how we're able to judge it. On to another dinner about nice and tam. Rabbi Vov says b'shem Rabbi Yechonon kol nice tamim. Anytime we're dealing with nice and tam, ain loik and alein ad shiyutim tamah mashish shel iser. One is not going to get malchus until he tastes the tamah mashish of the iser, which means he has to be eating from the iser itself. It can't just be that the iser imparted its flavor into the heter and then the iser was taken out and he's eating this heter that has iser mixed into it. That's not going to give him malchus. He's only get malchus if he eats from the iser itself. So asked Rav Chama bar Yosi, kum Rav Yechonon. Rav Chama bar Yosi asked from Rav Yechonon, how could you say this? Hari basar b'chalav, when dealing with the iser of meat cooked in milk, hari loy tamah mashish shel iser. There's no tam mamish of the iser, meaning if the meat and milk were cooked together and then the meat was removed, it's still usher to drink the milk, and if one does, he's going to get malchus, and there's no iser over there because the meat was removed. But nonetheless, you say that you get malchus. So Tazer Bavos didn't make sense. And Vekibler Rabbi Yechon accepted this. Now the Gemara just asks, Ma'o Vekibler, what does this mean he accepted this? Usually when the Gemara says that somebody accepted a question asked on him, it means that he backed down from his opinion. But over here, it's actually not like that. It's Ke'inish Deshama Mile Debaldino Kibla. It's like a person hearing something from his Baldin, from the person opposing him in Bezdin, and he accepts it that way. When two people go to Bezdin with an argument, and one person says a taina, and the other one just sits there and listens, that doesn't mean that he's accepting what the other person's saying. He's just letting him say it, but he's ignoring him because he disagrees with him. It's the same thing over here. Rabbi Yechonon's disagreeing with Rabbi Chama bar Yosi's asking because Basar B'chalav is fundamentally different. Basar B'chalav is when we have two things that are totally mutter by themselves. We have meat, which is perfectly fine, and we have milk, which is perfectly fine. The Torah is mechadesh that you're not allowed to cook them together. So there, even if one of the things is removed, either the milk or the meat, it's still usher to eat because of what the Torah is telling us, that you're not allowed to take these two heter things and cook them together, as opposed to when we're dealing with something that's completely mutter, and then something usher falls into that. If the usher thing is removed, so we don't have usher here anymore. We're left with our original thing, which was always mutter, and the only thing that's problematic with it is the flavor that the usher imparted. And on that, we're able to say that you're not going to be chayv malchus unless you eat the actual usher, not just the flavor of the usher. Now, this discussion is called tam ke'ikar. Do we say that the flavor is considered like the real usher itself, or is it just the flavor of the usher and not the actual usher itself? We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this concept of tam ke'ikar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.